shower. They new booties that probably need baby powder.
31.
Shower over your city for 40 days. 40 nights off the chain like freedom of slaves. Before you get it twisted like 40.
I'm 31. That's not to be a praise. Today. What is the most important thing to have in your bedroom? Mattress, decor, bedding. Shout out bed sheets. My TLC show. Dude, I'm saying, I understand how people get old. Days like today. I officially get older today. 31 is older than 30. I can no longer be like a 30-year-old, you know, like the main protagonist in the How I Met Your Mother or something. I think Ted Mosby was supposed to be 30. But then that show went for like 8 years though, so that's funny when they try telling you that TV characters are like the same age. He never ages. Did I mention my blog is huge in Singapore? 32,800 Singapore. I have over 60,000 outside of North America. Got 6,500 in Hong Kong in the last 6 weeks. I like just talking about it. It's been like, that's what's going on, man. You know, humble small town cashier by day, international blogger by night. Actually, during the morning and during the day as well. But I'm not working. I'll do it on my breaks and lunch. But, dude, I saw last night that 106 countries have listened to this podcast. And there's only 195 countries. So there you go. That's my new slogan. Over half the countries have listened to Arnie Pod. Shout out. What if I just rattled them all off? Shout out to all of them. All the countries outside the USA listening to Arnie Pod on me birthday. Tis a big day. So I'm going to go all the above. I like how that's one of the options. Dude, that's so funny. I'm like, I'll just take all of them. Dude, if I'm designing my bedroom, since 2013, then donated over 100 million I'll take all of the above. Alright. Now, let me do that. Alright. Ferris Bueller. Played by Matthew Broderick. He's 18. He's a male. Cameron Frye. Sloan Pearson, his girlfriend. Cameron's his friend. My dad says Austin Reeves of the Lakers looks like him. Garth Volbeck is his friend. Which I don't know who's... Oh, that's Charlie Sheen's character. That's funny. All right. Ed Rooney, his enemy. His principal. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Ferris Bueller says that as his back of his head is on the pillow. Well, you know, his hands are clasped behind his head. And he's like, life moves pretty fast. Or, yeah. It's my birthday, dude. 31. Baskin Robbins. 31 flavors. It's a Ferris Bueller quote. Let me pull up that quote. And I saw somebody, I rang them up. They were purchasing the DVD, Ferris Bueller. Shout out to my Uncle Steve, who got me that DVD. I think it was for Christmas, probably 06. I was 13. Ferris Bueller, 31 flavors. Yep. There we go. And oh my gosh. Oh yeah, life moves pretty fast. Is their number one most famous quote on Method Shop? Oh, I have such cotton mouth. Birthday cotton mouth. Ooh la la. Alright. So that's how it is in their family. When Ferris is pretending to be Sloane Pearson's dad, and then they kiss each other passionately. That's Ed Rooney saying that. What are we going to do today? Or what are we going to do is the question. The question isn't what are we going to do. The question is what aren't we going to do? Ferris Bueller. 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 Pucker up, buttercup. Ed Rooney says that. How can I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this? Ferris Bueller. I do have a test today. It's on European socialism. I mean, really, what's the point? I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They could be fascist anarchists. It still doesn't change the fact that I don't own a car. Dude, that's not a, when I read that quote, I'm like, dude, he nails that. A person should not believe in an ism. He should believe in himself. Ferris says that. If you stuck a lump of coal up his ass, in 2 weeks you'd have a diamond. Pardon my French, but Cameron is so tight. It is his fault he didn't lock the garage. Ferris says that when they smash Cameron's dad's expensive car out of his garage. We'll drive home backward. Ferris says that to Cameron. Whatever mileage we put on, we'll take off. We'll drive home backward. Here's where Cameron goes berserk. And then, yeah, this is all like the same sequence. It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school. That's also in the shower when he has a mohawk. The place is like a museum about Cameron's house. Oh, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoys, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude. That's Grace, Principal Ed Rooney's assistant, who has pencils in her hair. Your ass is mine. Ed Rooney says that at the arcade. Just a girl that he thinks is Ferris Bueller. You're not dying. You just can't think of anything good to do. Dude, that's a great one. Dude, that's such a great line. Oh my God. Ferris says that to Cameron on the phone. Because Cameron's really sick. You can never go too far. Ferris says that to Sloane and Cameron. Oh, you know him? That's Charlie Sheen and Ferris's sister talking. And you're still here? It's over. That's the very end of the movie. And apparently there was supposed to be a sequel. The script was written in 6 days. Let's see. Yeah, it's supposed to be a sequel. Yeah, yeah. Come on, just give me the... They didn't even have the 31 flavors. He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid who's going with this girl who saw him at 31 Flavors. I think it's the rest of that. There you go, baby. Ferris Bueller. Definitely watch it if you haven't. From 1986.
Thanks for listening, Brett. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's my 31st birthday. Yes. But I'm going to go hop in the shower, do some push-ups before. Boom.